Okay, so, so before the talk, so we do short meditation. Okay, start with breathing meditation. So try to sit in meditation posture. Sit comfortably, then look at your breath. You know, focus your mind. Wherever you feel comfortable, either tip of the nose, the nostril there, where the breath go in and out, you know, mindfully focus on that for a few minutes. Next, then set up your motivation to do the meditation, so to benefit for yourself and benefit other sentient beings. So now, in front of one space, there's the visualize the golden throne supported by eight snow lions. On top of the throne, there's the beautiful lotus. On top of the lotus, there's the sandis, mundis. On top of the mundis, there's the Buddha Shakyamuni, golden in color, made of light, lively. His right hand, mudra of touching earth. His left hand, meditation, posture of meditation, holding the arm bowl filled with nectar. Wearing fully ordained monk's robe. Sitting very peacefully, looking at you. So try to visualize that clear as possible for a few minutes. Then, possible, then take refuge, generate bodhicitta mind. so quickly become like Buddha Shakyamuni to benefit numberless of sentient beings. Okay, so it is bodhicitta, refuge mind, then we do the, we chant Shakyamuni mantra 5 times. While you're chanting, then visualize the light rays, the golden light rays come from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha into yourself, then purify it. All our physical suffering, physical pain, mental suffering, all the disturbing thought, everything is totally removed by the light. Then your whole entire body then become filled with the light. And meditate there. Yeah, we chant. Okay, sometimes meditate like that possible. Yeah.
Oh, Daya.
So now then, now slowly the Buddha Shakyamuni that you have visualized in front slowly come above top of your head. Then now Guru Shakyamuni dissolve into light, then light dissolve into yourself. Then once then your body, speech, mind, and Buddha's body, speech, mind become inseparable. Okay, so now next then. Your heart radiate light every direction. Tip of the light, visualize Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. So then, also visualize numberless of sentient beings. So each of the sentient beings, above their head, there's Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. We do another 5 more chanting, so that time visualize the nectar come from each Buddha, then enter each sentient beings, then purify their physical pain, mental suffering, the root of the suffering, totally purified. then then the tongue, all entire body filled with the light. Then after that, the Buddha Shakyamuni, above the sentient being head, then melted into light, then light dissolved into the sentient beings. By then, their body speech and speech, body speech mind, and Buddha's body speech mind become inseparable. So then at the end, the light you have sent from your heart dissolve back to your heart. Okay, so you can visualize like that, yeah.
Odaya da omo muni muni mahamunaye so daya.
So last, I think, last how many? Three classes. We talk about the practice of generosity, then practice of morality, then practice of patience. I think we cover these three topics. So today I'm supposed to talk about the joyous effort. So as mentioned before, so by practicing joyous effort, not what called, practicing generosity, you know, so that's the antidote to the one of the negative emotions such as miserliness. So then by practicing that, the result bring wealth for you to, for once to help yourself, to help other sentient beings, like that. But then of course, only generosity is not good enough, so you must have practice morality. Without morality, just only practice generosity, So result of generosity, the wealth cannot continue. Also, you are not able to have good human rebirth. Only the generosity, so therefore morality is important. Then with morality practice, then of course morality practice is to help yourself, to help sentient beings, so that means bring happiness to oneself, bring happiness to other sentient beings. Practice of morality is also about that. So by keeping morality, then you have good rebirth, such as human rebirth and God's rebirth. So that makes perfect condition for one's to help, even to practice Dharma or help other sentient beings, that must become easier rebirth compared to lower rebirth. So then after is the patient, practice of patient. So in order to keep practice like such as generosity or practice of keeping morality, also you need patience. Without patience, then you are not able to continue your practice also. So need patience. The patience is, of course, when you practice, there's always difficulties, you know. Then, so point is, when you get angry, so as mentioned that day, once you get angry, whether there's benefit or not, always good to remind that oneself. You know, it's mentioned that once anger arises in the mind, so there's immediately destroy our mind, peace of our mind. It's very clear. So if we are patient, then of course your mind is peaceful, willingly accepting the problem. When you accept willingly, so then you have peace in the mind. So that means bring happiness for oneself. Not only that, able to bring happiness to other sentient beings. One thing is being patient, then that become antidote to the anger, which is most powerful to destroy our merit. You know, even you collect so much merit, like keeping morality or giving a lot of generosity, then you are not practicing patience, then whatever merit you collect, you will destroy within seconds. So like that, I mean, we all know that anger is extremely powerful. The delusion, you know, among the attachment, among the anger, among the ignorance, anger is easy to recognize for oneself compared to other two. So then, but problem is we don't remind, or, you know, we don't think about the problem of the anger. We don't remember the benefit of the patient. You know, always forget that. You know, we don't really think so much big deal with the anger. You know, so there's the lacking. So because of that, we get easily angry in our minds. So of course, then immediately you recognize that, how harmful the anger is for oneself and other. You know, it's very, very easy to recognize that. So what I'm saying is very, very important to mindful on that. The patient is extremely important for us to develop or change our mind. So like that. So So then, so again, the joyous effort is important. After that, even you have practice of generosity, even you have practice of morality, even you have practice of patience. So then, in order to complete, able to continually practice, is we need the joyous effort. Without joyous effort, then we just do only sometime, not able to continue the practice, such as patience, whatever, you know. So point is, when you do generosity, when you keep morality, when you are patient, when you practice are patient, so point is, do joyfully. So, joyfully, so then, that becomes extremely powerful for one to continue of the practice. Otherwise, not possible to continue. So therefore, joyous effort is extremely important. So again, of course, practicing virtues is difficult. Creating negative action is easy. For us, it's like that. So, I don't know, that's the Tibetan, chasing the donkey on the hill is difficult. Then throw the rock, or roll the rock from the mountain down, so it's easy. So I mean, that's like that, exactly like that for us. So like that for us to create virtues is like that, you know, chase the donkey on the hill, you know, like that. So creating negative is like that. No need effort. Sometimes even joyfully. Whether it's joyfully or not, but sometimes joyfully. Most of the time, it's automatic, no? So it's not easy. So, So here, joyful effort means, you know, so here, engaging in the virtues. Not only that, also continuation, continuity of the virtues, then also not discouraging yourself, then what call? Lot of courage in the heart, you know. So joyful effort give that kind of energy. When you have really joyful effort, then should be like that, you know. So give so much courage in one's mind. You know, you don't feel discouraged. and they willingly engage in the virtues. So that's the that called the choice effort. So like that. So of course one thing is of course what again you have to know what is virtuous, what is non-virtuous. Of course you have to know that if you have karma, you create non-virtuous, what will happen? You create virtuous, what the result? So this all of course you have to study and know of the law of the karma. So then once you really fully understand, you create virtuous karma. All the happiness come from the virtuous karma. You know, there's no other way. Only create virtuous karma, then you experience the happiness. Even when it's so, it's, even you feel so hot, miserable, that then, you know, slight wind come and give some happiness. Also this comes from virtuous karma. So every happiness comes from the virtuous karma. So, I mean, this is not easy to understand, you know. So must learn then. You know, so from there you have some faith and conviction. So like that. Then, then give some kind of encourage there, you know, to practice and have some competent by understanding. Then very strong intention arise in the mind. When you fully understand that, then very strong intention, strong belief, you know, want to engage or want to practice or in Dharma. So like that, that's very, very important. So then, once you, you know, so this is all coming from the wisdom, you know, within understanding. Then you have very, of course, very strong motivation there. So point is very, very strong motivation, you know, from the depth of the heart, strong motivation to practice Dharma like that. So then, so then, what you call the, so there's the, what you call, so there's different type of choice effort. The first one, armor like choice effort. Then the second one, choice effort of gathering virtues, choice effort of acting for the welfare of living beings. So there's a different division for the choice effort. So first one, armor like choice effort. So what was it? So I mean, of course we are talking about, I mean whatever like what you call here we talk about achieving full enlightenment or achieving free from suffering or liberation. So that is long goal, so it's not short time you can achieve enlightenment. For example, you cannot achieve liberation in short lifetime. In one lifetime, not possible. Even enlightened, also not possible in one lifetime, according to the sutra. So it takes three great eons to achieve full enlightenment. So then, so here idea is what call armor like choice effort. So I mean your mind be strong. So point is, look in the big picture. The point is, looking at the big picture, you know, even how long it takes, then I will, what call? I will practice, you know, having this big heart. You know, how long it takes doesn't matter. I'm going to practice. So like that. So this setting up this kind of mindset is important. You know, then with that, then you have this strong intention, you know, to practice Dharma. How matter how long it takes doesn't matter. You know, so also that mentioned in that one of the texts, Lama Chabadya, even the sake of sentient beings, to help them, even I have to take in the health, I'll accept it. You know, so that kind of really strong intention there. So this is what the Ama like joyous effort. It's like that, you know, making very strong mind. You know, you don't think about the time, how long it takes. You know, you don't think so much about the time, you know, but you have this strong mind. So this the Ama-like joyous effort is about that. So so then next one, the joyous effort of gathering virtues. So then of course you have this mind set up, then you engage. Then you engage in the practice. You know. So with this first your big mind. Then after that start your practice. So that is the joyous effort gathering virtues, is engaging in the collecting the virtues, such as making prostration, you know, like such as civilian practice, so like that. Or listening Dharma, or reflecting on Dharma, or meditation, you know. So all this there, you know, engaging on that. So that's the joyous effort gathering the virtues. So like that. So you do, again mentioned before, so it's do with joyfully, you know. So when you do that, you know, joyfully, not rushing, not for even like prostration. If you commit to 100,000 prostration, then, you know, for example, so must do with the joyfully, you know, benefit of prostration, you know. Each prostration, how much merit you collect, how much nature karma you purified. With this understanding, with this, then, you know, then, so point is, don't rush for the number, you know, 100,000, when I'm going to finish, you know, worry about that, not like that, but even you do one day, even you do one, you know, so do it joyfully. So this is important. You know, others sometimes just rushing for the number, for example, then we just almost like, not joyfully, but just like, what call? Like almost like punishment yourself, I don't know. Huh? Sometimes become like that, you know. Punishment, oh, I must do, in others. I commit already, not I commit 100,000, I must do others. I cannot break, you know, this, you know. So you have different reasons. There's no, what to say, there's no joy in the heart. Then once you finish 100,000, that's it. You know, no more continuation. Because, you know, because of that, no other reason. I mean, just give you an example. Of course, every practice, like retreat also like that. For example, retreat like that also. You know, we don't do joyfully. You know, just, oh, it's good karma, that's all, you know. We don't really understand that much. then there's no joy. Oh, somebody doing a master, or you know, I mean, it's just like pushing yourself, you know, like push the donkey on the hill like that. Huh? So difficult. So then, that's our problem. So the point is that, you know, so also that time, I mean, this good example. For example, I don't know, that time was trekking to Lao Tho, and 6, 7, 8 of us. Huh? Went to Lao Tho. 6 or 7 of Singapore and I went there. So our destination is go to Lao Tho. It's 1.5 day plane, then after that you have to walk 4 days on the hill. Most of the Singaporeans, they don't know how to walk. Also, normally they don't walk this road, bumpy road, stone, you know. So like that. So I noticed they don't know how to enjoy this step walking. They always think, when I reach there, you know, every day they ask, how many days, how many hours is there, you know. So they don't enjoy the journey, you know, only thinking the future, when I'm going to reach there. So, of course, your destination is there. Where you want to reach, goal is there, but you have to walk slowly to reach there, you know. So, but same time, of course, you have to enjoy each time walking, look left, right, what they have. You know, I mean, different people, I noticed the Western people are different. The foreigner, European, American people, when they go to mountain, they are not rushing. When reach doesn't matter. They look left, they look right, they look front. Hi, hello, what? You know, they see everything. Singaporean. I noticed they don't know how to enjoy. Then one time I went to Lumbini in driving, group of Singaporean, then they're all sleeping throughout the journey. Is 8, 9 hour driving. Most of them are sleeping. This, that, that. Nobody look the window. Then I told some of them, oh, look like that. Then this mountain, what to look. So I have nothing much to say. I think same other than the people, the foreigner, you know, that they don't sleep. And they're so excited to see the scenery and have taken camera and so excited. They don't think about when they're going to reach. They enjoy the journey. So like that. Same kind of example. Of course, so must enjoy the journey. Just effort gathering virtues is to reach Buddha word, so you have to practice, engage, you know, gathering virtues like that. So when you are there, when you start, then must enjoy. The point is that must enjoy, you know. So this is very, very important. So with enjoy, whatever listen Dharma, or you're reflecting, or meditation, doing retreat, whatever, you know, it doesn't become boring, you know, so become very, very enjoyable. So then time is not issue. The point is, when you have this thought, time is no issue. You reach louder 10 days, 12 days, doesn't matter, you know. So same thing here. I'm giving example like that. Buddha was like that, you know. Sometimes we say 3 great eons like that, but it look long. But if you enjoy your journey, then it's not long. Become very short. The point is like that. So same thing, I'm giving example with the climbing the mountain or this and that. So, so here, when you practice, you know, gathering virtues, just effort gathering virtues is like that, you know. So, should enjoy that, you know. So, so then, same things, then joyous effort acting for the welfare of living beings. So I mean, can be similar. So here, I mean, relate with the sentient beings. when you want to have sentient beings, you know, so benefit sentient beings, should have joyful mind. Whatever you do, you know, relate with the sentient beings, helping sentient beings, whatever you're going to do, do with joyful, also with the, I don't know what to call, some kind of good feeling in the heart. You know, some kind of feeling that when you help the sentient beings, you know, who need your help. So when you do that, there's some kind of feeling in the heart, you know, happy feeling. It's important. So like that, so very, very important. So so my point is here is whatever we do with the joyfully then become very, very effective. So like that. So then of course with the so then there's the mention there, the I don't know what to call the what goes. So there's the pole, what goes pole of the three laziness, what call that pole? Of joyous effort? No. Three laziness is what? Three laziness? No, no. Opposite of joyous effort is what call that? Huh? Pause. Not that. So, anyway, so there's the three type of laziness. You know, which block the joyous effort. Block? I don't know. Block, I can't say block, I don't know. Huh? So, I don't know. Laziness of what called procrastination. Huh? Okay? So I mean that is the what called the idea is that so whatever it is, huh? So what call so this is one of our problem, one of our laziness, you know. So it means like keep postponing, you know, Dharma practice or whatever, you know, so when you do the Dharma practice, we always postpone, you know. Tomorrow, day after tomorrow, next year, you know, after 1 year, after retire, after my old age, you know, it just goes like that. So that's the one of the laziness. So it's, you know, so this is our biggest problem, our biggest lazy, we could say that, you know. So because of that, we don't really have joyous effort. You know, in the gathering virtues, we're always lazy. You know, we're all like that, you know. So that's the one of the problem, you know. So this is so how the point is that so giving advice in the Lamrim, so how to reduce this lazy, what is the antidote, what is the method to reduce what call reduce the this lazy procrastinating, you know, so thinking is still, you know, like that. So, she mentioned that. The antidote or method to reduce this is to meditation on dead and impermanent. So, this then dead and impermanent, or the dead is as the lamrim, dead is certain, time of death is uncertain, time of the death, nothing can help except Dharma. So like that then. Also thinking of the precious human rebirth, you know, we have this found this human rebirth, but it do not last forever. You know, can any time can be disappear. The reality is like that. So must meditate on this. If we don't meditate while on this topic, then we always remain like that. You know, to practice Dharma, always, you know, always thinking we have time like that. So, so in order to, you know, reduce this lazy, is to meditate on death and impermanence, as Lamrim, Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned in Lamrim like that. So when you meditate while dead and impermanent, then able to reduce what call able to reduce this laziness, the first laziness, procrastination. Correct? Okay, I'm very bad. I'm reading. I don't know. So, so like that. So, that's one. I don't know. There's one quotation or some. I don't know. Death can be happen anytime. Something like death can be happen anytime. And relax. Huh? The quotation like that. Death can be happen anytime, but relax, relax. You know? Something like that. So here, when I say relax, it doesn't mean I'm not. It means. So sometimes even you meditate, oh, dead and impermanent. Then, oh, I'm going to die today. Then you want to practice Dharma, you know. Well, I'm going to die anytime. Then you put so much effort there to practice Dharma, you know. So, like that. It's not good. The point is not good. You cannot continue like that. You know, you're not able to continue like that. So when you practice Dharma, also you must relax, you know. So, for example, time of the death. Doctors say you're going to die within day or within week. You know, you put all your effort there. Even that, not possible. Few days you put after they give up like that, too tired, you know. So like that. So here is, of course, you have to understand death and impermanent. Death can happen anytime. Then must practice Dharma in relaxed way. You know, very relaxed way you practice Dharma with mindfulness of death and impermanent. Then practice Dharma joyfully or in relaxed way. Practice Dharma in relaxed way. Because death can happen anytime, you know. So no need to worry, scare, you know. If you too much scared, then I think that practice whatever doesn't become well like that. Become very kanchong. What is it? Huh? The Chinese word kanchong? Huh? I don't know. English word is what? Nervous. Huh? Kanchong is nervous, no? Stress? Huh? Anxious, okay, anxious. You become too anxious, you know. Then do this, nothing happening. So when you practice Dharma, you must relax. You know, sometimes, oh, death happened, then worry, you know, nothing happened, you know. Also not correct, you know, so much like that. I mean, we can see that in time of the death is like that, you know. Normally we don't practice, time the death come, we become very conscious, you know. This mantra, that mantra, this mantra, everybody recommend 100 mantra, you know, you do this, you do that, you know. And after you get tired of that, you know. So, so here the point is that, so must relax, you know. You, of course, have to meditate in death in permanent. Of course, this reality can be happening anytime. You know, so whether it happened today or tomorrow, doesn't matter. With having this mindfulness, then you practice Dharma. You know, so not to postpone. You know, it can be happening anytime, but relax and practice the Dharma. So I think that's the meaning is that. So then, the another one, laziness of the attraction to meaningless activities. So this is also another our difficult our problem, our laziness. First one we have, second one definitely we have. So here, you know, so here, this laziness about, you know, for a small benefit, so for example, a small benefit, then you attach to that, you know, you attach and engage on that activities. You know, it doesn't bring so much benefit there, but a small purpose or a small thing you gain from there, then you attach to that, then you engage on that. Then you totally forget about the big thing, you know. So we talk about the big thing is here is achieve enlightenment or collect virtues to achieve enlightenment. So you totally forget that, then you're just attached to a small thing, you know, which bring a small benefit. So you just you sit attached to that, then you just engaging on that, then you forget practicing the Dharma, which bring the everlasting happiness. You know, you totally forget. So that is the here, so attach, you know, so meaningless activities. So the point is that, you know, it's meaningless. So, for example, when you talk, you know, I mean, normally what we call talk each other, so it's like no need effort, you know. Any conversation, talk, this, that, especially this, you know, gossip other people, you know, this, that, is that like, you know, we don't need effort, you know. So just automatically, one after another, you know, like, just, you know, sometimes that brings some kind of joy there, you know, talking, oh, these people, that people, you know, so much this nonsense, you know, so meaningless speech. So like that. So, same thing, of course, then watching the movies, watching television, or whatever it is, of course, you know, that you spend so much time on the TVs. All this, I mean, of course, it doesn't bring everlasting happiness. You know, it doesn't, like gossip, for example, doesn't bring everlasting happiness. Watching TV forever, in a long period of time, at the end of the day, look, it doesn't bring everlasting happiness. It doesn't bring any good rebirth or good result in the future, you know, so like that. So their voice, really, you're attached to that. But it's something not really meaningful, you know. So therefore, then So again, of course, so then again, you have to understand that how much enjoy that kind of activities, you know. So it doesn't bring everlasting happiness. It doesn't bring so much benefit in the future. So then you look at the Dharma practitioner, the Dharma practice. So they bring so much happiness, everlasting happiness in the future. You know, so when you understand that, then you're able to able to less attach to those activities. Then you are able to engage in the Dharma practice with joyfully, you know, when you understand this benefit. So this is the article. So like that. So here what I'm saying is we have to understand that, you know, so when you're attached to this temporary benefit, a small benefit, then we're attached to that. So then that block, that is stopped, you know, to engaging in the Dharma practice for us. You know, so then this becomes obstacle for the joyous effort. You know, because of that, then you forgot about your practice Dharma. So that's how this become. Then you don't have this joyfully, you know, you're just joyfully doing this small benefit activities, doing with very happily, joyfully like that. So that means you totally forgot about the practice of Dharma, you know. So you always engage on that Dharma part, you forgot, you know. So, but again, of course, then you have to see, as mentioned, you know, this, how much you enjoy this 10-hour, 12-hour. But I'm giving example, gossip or watching TV, whatever. You look what the result that bring, what kind of result that bring in yourself in long term. There's nothing, you know, nothing much. Just temporary satisfaction, temporarily. But it doesn't bring more than that. Temporarily satisfies your wish. It doesn't bring happiness for your future life. It doesn't bring happiness for your future life. Then, if you understand that, then you reduce that. You know, then, about the benefit of Dharma practice, which bring everlasting happiness. No, you fully understand that, then, you know, so then when you see the benefit, then you have some, this what called intention to practice Dharma. You know, then, of course, again, then you have to engage with joyfully, with understanding the benefit of practicing Dharma, you know, so like that, so it's important. So then, next one, I don't know what is that. Laziness of discouragement. Discouragement. So, also that's one thing like that. So, laziness of discouragement. So, same thing again, here, okay, one of the laziness, because sometimes, many times, you know, so we just discourage ourselves, you know, how can I practice Dharma, you know. So we have so many reasons, you know, to discourage, you know, ourselves, you know. We don't think in the positive way, but we always think the negative way, you know, discouraging oneself. So I don't have this ability to practice Dharma. I don't have this ability to study Dharma, you know. So I have this, hallucinating mind, I could say that, you know, this wrong mind, mistaken mind, thinking that I don't have this ability, you know, thinking like that, I don't have this ability to practice Dharma. So this is something, this mistake in mind we have. So that called a discouragement, laziness, discouragement is come from this wrong mind. So, you know, seeing oneself cannot do practice like that. So this is something block to practice Dharma like that. So, for example, of course, when you like Buddha would, you know, to achieve Buddha's enlightenment or becoming Buddha. So then when you see that for three great eons, then also you have to practice so many different practice, you know, this and that. So then when you hear that, you discourage. You know, so many is discouraging, you know, so we have for us same thing like that, we have so much discouragement in the mind, you know, so because we have so many wrong reasons, or I'm busy, I'm walking, or you know, really like in daily life we are like I'm walking, I'm busy, I'm family, I have children, you know, this and that. We have so many reasons, so therefore I can't practice Dharma. So the idea is that I don't have this energy. I don't have this energy to practice Dharma. So this is something deceiving oneself, or, you know, and discourage oneself. You know, so that is, so that is the one type of the lazy mentioned in the text. So then, of course, same time, then, so because of when I have this discouragement, you know, so have this hallucinate mind, you know, wrong mind, I can't do like that, you know, so with the wrong reason. Then, so then because of that, you don't really do anything. The point is that you don't even start your practice. The point is that because of this thought, block your practice. Even you don't really start the practice. You know, so this become lazy, one part of lazy like that. When I have this mind, then you don't really start your practice. So then, of course, you don't practice. Then how we know, you know, whether you can do or not, you know. At least it will happen, you start, you really cannot manage, then different, but first place we block our mind like that. Then we don't start our practice at all. You know, so like that. So that become one of the lazy. So, of course there's the advice giving in the Shantideva text, or in the Lamrim or Shantideva text also like that. You know, so it's a meditation on the Buddha nature is the recommended. So every sentient beings, yeah, Buddha said, every sentient being have Buddha nature. Every sentient being are capable to achieve enlightenment. So like that. So here, so therefore, for oneself, it's a human beings, you know, who are fully educated, or could say that we are educated, we have physical body, we have a stable mind, you know, why not? If I practice, why not? So I'm able to practice, I'm able to change, I'm able to practice Dharma. So that is, why not? It's possible. So like that, you know, so encouraging, like thinking in that way, so encourage yourself, you know, practice deeper. So that's the that the advice was given in the Shantideva text like that. So this three laziness, you know, so one is postponing the time, you know, one is engaging or attached to the meaningless activities. Then one is discouraging oneself. So then once we have this mind, that difficult to engage or difficult to engage in the Dharma practice like that. So must apply the antidote for those different laziness, you know, such as meditation, dead impermanent. Then also then thinking of the benefit of practicing Dharma, disadvantage of engaging on meaningless activities, you know, then by thinking that, then reduce laziness. Then also then encourage yourself, you know, we're able to do, you know. So first place, the problem is we don't really do, even we don't start, you know, just thinking, oh, I can't do, but you don't really start, you know. So then, that called lazy because of that, you know. So like that. So those are like that. So then I don't know. I don't know how to say that one. Okay. So then, that's the gathering the force of the favorable condition, you know, developing power of the aspiration, and developing power of the stability, developing power of the joy, then power of the relinquishment or something like that. So this is the four, in order to have good joyous effort, this is the condition or favorable condition oneself to generate like that. So first one is developing aspiration, power of aspiration. I mentioned that. So you must have this very strong wish, first place, you know, within understanding, then strong wish to develop a strong motivation, really heartfelt moving motivation to practice Dharma. You know, within the wisdom, come from the within wisdom, then you really understand, you know, all the happiness come from Dharma practice, all the suffering come from engaging in virtues. Like that. So, then a very deep understanding with your wisdom, then you have this strong motivation or inspiration to practice Dharma. So that is the favorable condition to the joyous effort like that. So then the next one is the, what's called, developing power of steadfastness. I don't know, but steadfastness. I don't know what does that mean, I don't know. And means stability. Stability, I don't know that English word myself. So idea is the being stable. The point is being stable, you know, very competent yourself, you know. So very competent yourself, the point is that. So this also needed. So without that, then also difficult, you know. So intention, then very strong. Very self-competent, you know. Then once you are that, then you're very stable, you know. So you don't really give up easily, you know. You're very, anyway, you're very stable, so you don't like anyhow just give up and this and that. You don't do that. So this is one of the important part. Then the what call power of the joy, developing power of the joy. So whenever engaged, so the point is that whenever engaged in the virtuous activities or helping sentient being, you know, whatever practice you do that, you know, so bring some kind of joy. When you see the joy by doing this practice, you know, then you are very satisfied yourself with that practice. You know, from the inside, you have some kind of joyful feeling from inside the heart. So this is very needed. You know, so with that, then that make you to continue. That will continue your efforts. Just able to continue that. So that's giving the example. You know, so when the children are, and when you are teenage, whenever you are young, when you play, you know, so there's so much interest on there, you know, whether it's a joy or not, anyway, so much interest on that, you know, voluntarily, willingly, you know, engage on that, you know, really is some kind of happy feeling in the heart, you know, you don't feel the hardship of that, you don't feel that difficult, even that difficult, but you don't feel the difficult at that moment. So that's the example given like that. So when you engage in the virtues, so like that, you know, very joyfully, you know, happily, you know, some kind of feeling in the heart should be arise, then that's become this become very important. So like that. Then the last one, I don't know what to call, power of the linguishment. So exactly like that. So even have so much joy, this and that, you engage, of course, you don't achieve the concentration. We haven't achieved karma biting method. When you don't achieve karma biting, then our body, mind can be tired. We can't really continually practice Dharma. You know, even you have so much wish, you know, even you have joy, even you are very stable, but difficult to continue day and night practice Dharma. You can be tired, your mind can be tired, your body can be tired. So the power of the linguishment is important. So then that time must rest. The point is that, you know, you must rest. So that's important. Then rest, then you are, once you rest, then you are rested, then again continue. You know, continue the your Dharma practice, not like a children or kid, you know, they play the game, this and that, after they're totally tired, they rest, but after that they don't stop, they'll continue. The idea is same thing here, you know, you rest well, then continue. So this is the very good advice, but I don't know whether we need this, I don't know. Huh? We always rested, so. Before the practice, we already rested. So last one, I don't know. So this is so anyway, the point is what I'm saying, the conclusion here. You know, so first understanding what Dharma practice brings. What Dharma practice does for oneself. how much happiness that brings. Then you look at samsaric pleasure, how much that help for oneself, how long that benefit can be last for ourselves. You know, when you look carefully, then of course the samsaric pleasure, how much you enjoy, how much you engage, that cannot bring happiness in the future life. In Dharma practice bring happiness for future life, life to life after enlightenment. You know, so with that understanding, then of course then don't not to delay one's practice. You know, so death can be happen any moment. Again, same time, relax. Then start your practice. The point is that. So this is important. You know, so you delay, we delay until we die. The point is that. You know, so then you don't practice at all. So the first laziness, the most dangerous laziness among the those. So that they will never start our practice. So therefore, death can happen anytime. Relax and start your practice with, you know, so this is important. So whatever you do practice, whenever you start practice, you know, so then do joyfully, you know. Even you're doing your commitment, or you're doing your prayer, or you're listening, teaching, or you're doing circumambulation, or making offering, whatever we do, you know, do joyfully. It's very, very important. So when you have joy, then you're able to continue. You know. So this is very, very important for us to recognize. So then, same thing, then, you know, less engaged. Of course, I'm not saying don't watch TV or whatever. I'm not saying don't gossip, you know. So the point is, of course, sometimes you can gossip, huh? Sometimes you can watch TV, but don't put your whole time on that. You know, give some, you know, give more time for Dharma practice. Then when you're tired, then watch the TV. When you're tired, you can gossip. I don't know about you. I'm not sure gossip. So here, one of my teacher, I remember that. One of my teacher, he don't talk much. I heard because one of his teacher advised him, you know, don't gossip, you know, mindful on your gossiping like that. So normally he don't talk normal thing that much, except the Dharma question and answer like that. So so very wonderful, you know, so like that. So something like that. So I don't know. Oh, I think I finished my topic today. Huh? Any question? On Joyce Airport, you have one, then you can ask one. Others, I stop here for today. Okay, anyway. Huh? You don't have. Okay, so next we'll continue. Next one is what? Next what? Let's stop it. Just about that concentration. Yeah, come abide. We talk this next class, yeah. Okay, then we stop here, yeah.